It is Obi, Chloe Slater. This is K92.3, where we love to kick off every single morning show with the nation's song. Now, y'all came in here inspired, so I'm going to let you guys take it.
Yeah, you know, what does it really take to just go up somebody and look at their shirt and go, oh, that's your name? Not really much, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people have name tags at certain businesses. Yesterday, I did that in Penny, who is working the gas station at Sam's Club. I always want to thank her. Hey, she's a baller. There is a way she could be under a tent and not get sun, but all day long, every single day I go, she is just baking in it, and she is going and helping people left and right. Wow. People can't figure out how to use their cards. They can't do it. And I've been helping some people, and she's like, you don't have to do that. I get paid for this. But still, it's like, isn't that a really nice thing to
and
just go up and go,
the name.
Thank
Absolutely.
You?
I love the name Penny.
It reminds me of my friend Amit at the 7-Eleven gas station. He works there, and over in the Maitland area, I specifically always make sure that that's the gas station I fill up at because he is a joy to walk in and say hello to.
I love that. You know, there's some people that they feel like they're not doing anything where they are at, where you just being you is a gift to us. So yeah. I appreciate people like
my
that.
My hometown growing up, it was actually illegal to pump your own gas. Because people were driving away with the gas, and it caused too many fires. Because
the gas nozzle.
The nozzle,
yeah.
The nozzle.
I just, love you, gas nozzle.
Yeah, you just put a different inflection on the syllable. It's okay. But yeah, it was really, those people were so important to me growing up, so I always pay attention to them.
No.
Well, this morning, thank you all for so much. Everything that you do, whether you know it or not, to you, the national anthem from those of us here at K92.3.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
This time every morning, we hope that stories like this inspire you to do the right thing. If you know somebody in your community, let us know on our K92.3 Facebook page, Instagram. We would love to highlight them, but Slater's got it.
These stories always warm me up, especially when I think of the times that I had an unreliable car and I couldn't get to work and I had to look at my boss and be like, man, I'm sorry, I am late again. And that happened for years and years and years. There's so many people that don't have any transportation. And this week, YouTube star, you might know him or your kids might know him, Mr. Beast. He partnered with this company to donate e-bikes to 600 people nominated that did not have a way to get around, to get to work, to get to the store, to get anywhere, to the doctor's office, had no way to do it, and he teamed up with them. $600,000 was donated with him and this e-bike company to help these people out.
They donated $600,000 worth of electric e-bikes. We then asked you guys to nominate a person you knew that was in need of life-changing transportation.
This e-bike would change my life.
That will help me and my husband so much.
Wow, man, that's really cool.
There are times we take for granted. Like, we get to be so blessed and hop in our cars every morning and drive to work. We don't have to worry about catching the bus or catching a train or whatever that mode of transportation is. And I think this story is such a good reminder of that we don't even think of it. We don't even think of it when we hop in our cars.
And it's not even done. There's two other e-bike companies that heard this, and there's another $1 million coming the way. So there'll be
awesome.
An additional 1,000 e-bikes out there.
Yeah.
Really, through Mr. Beast, I'm sure you can YouTube him and reach out and say, hey, I need an e-bike, and you'll be put on a list of people that could get helped.
Well, and I can imagine somebody who maybe you had a working car and maybe the transmission went out and the transmission itself was a $3,000-$4,000 job, and you were like, I can't pay for that right now.
Right.
And keep the house, you know, on its foundation and keep the bills paid. But the fact too also that Mr. Beast, what I loved is that over the years, as he's grown in popularity, it seems that he is using his power and his influence and all this cash flow to help the community. This isn't the first time that he does something like this.
Right.
It is something like this that is the first time he's ever done. But he's given out money in multiple different ways. And just really cool when somebody takes their influence and they use it for good.
Yeah, and the last layer that I want to put in, if you don't know what an e-bike is, it's like a moped, right? It's like one of those bikes that will actually go, so that way you can go faster than just normal pedaling. And in
They're
Florida,
fast.
You don't want to actually have to exert that much energy when they got the humidity kicking up and any of that stuff, like, forget it.
No, and congratulations to people who do cycle. Like, you really do cycle. But then I see other people on these e-bikes, and I mean, you can get clear across town in a good amount of time and not even use the tank of gas that you would need in a regular car. Amazon.com.
And I'm thankful for the rest of us, also these companies, they have a class to make sure they teach you how to use it. So that
that's important.
We don't actually hit you with our big automobiles as you're going around. So to Mr. Beast, these e-bike companies, we love it today. That's doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, RBAFLA.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
All right, let's tell you, all the way in the 9 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets to SeaWorld to see Chris Jansen. Just before that, 7:10, we're going to have the $1,000 minute. That's $1,000 up for grabs if you've got what it takes. And then, right now we're going to talk about this eclipse because I want you two to put us in the space, the headspace as to where you were yesterday when the eclipse went down. Starting at about, well, hold on. Let's get to about like 2:30 because one really wasn't much going on. But by about 2:30 to 3, you could start seeing some changes happen. I didn't see any changes, but go ahead, you two.
Okay, I was out at UCF yesterday. And when I pulled up right in front of the Edition Financial Arena, that's where we have All-Star Jam every year. They had a eclipse watch party. It was super awesome to see all the students out there. They were sitting down, camping out. They had their glasses on. And I didn't bring a pair of glasses. I did like step out of the car to look up, and I'm like, it just looks like the sun. And I didn't know what I was looking for. I'm like, why is everyone staring up? I don't see anything. Where's the hype? Where's the excitement? And so one of the girls ended up letting me borrow her glasses, and she's like, no, look through these. And it was so cool, y'all, to see the moon right over the sun. I was like hooked, and then I was all for it.
Okay, so wait, you experienced the whole fullness of the eclipse, though? Like, you experienced the moon directly over the...
Yes, I got to see it, yes. So they had their, you know, they had their watches on. They were telling me, they're like, okay, now look, Chloe, now really look in the glasses. I'm like, this is awesome. So cool. And then you take them off and you're like, where is it? And then you put them back on and you see the moon. Like, I loved it. I thought it was super cool yesterday.
There weren't enough glasses, I don't think, able to be distributed. Because I stopped at a few places. And I tried to, but I didn't want to borrow somebody else's and take the experience away from them.
Oh, so you're trying to make me feel guilty?
No, I'm not saying that. I should have went where you were because it seems like there were really giving people that were like willing to share things, everything else. Because I stepped right next to somebody. So I was at Sam's Club yesterday, and there was somebody in the parking lot that had glasses on, and I was like, wow, huh? No, that's great up there.
Did you think that they were going to let you borrow their glasses?
They were going to let me borrow. So I said, you know what? I don't want to miss it. So I stared up and I squinted like really hard. And then I did the hand thing where you put your fingers all together and you try to look through your finger. I couldn't see it. But I am positive there is something really going on yesterday. I don't know about you, Obi. I'm sure not you, Chloe. But my facial hair was growing at such a rapid speed yesterday. And I think it was because of the eclipse. Is it tied into it?
No.
Do we know?
I mean, there are all sorts of phenomenons tied into something like that. Like the animals can go crazy. We talked about this yesterday, but I've never heard anything like that. That's a teen wolf problem.
Without a doubt, I got 5 days growth in one day. I don't know how.
How did you know?
Oh, I know.
Are you measuring your hair?
I measure my hair because usually there's certain areas I don't have to touch but once a week. And I had to do it. I did it a day ago, and then I had to do it again yesterday.
I know I'm going to be jealous and only for a slight moment, because actually I got my fix yesterday, but everybody who kept posting pictures, I don't know how y'all took these pictures. I don't know what kind of filters and lenses y'all used, but I mean, some great, great photos out there that, you know, somebody in the office space is going to be walking in and be like, did you see the eclipse yesterday? Can I show you on my phone?
Yeah.
Did you get to see it, Obi?
I tried. I went to go pick up Zach from school, and I had been reminded. I was like, oh, this should be like the peak. And so naturally, I did what probably every single one of us naturally did, and I tried to look with my own eye first.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and then I used the phone. I was like, okay, so the phone, I can use the phone's eye to take a picture of it, and it just didn't work. So anyways, I went throughout the day being like, where's the hype? Where's the hype, y'all? And then social media like crazy, all these different people in my neck of the woods. I'm not talking about people just in Texas.
Right. Well, that was the thing for me is I'm like, I don't see it. I'm standing out there. Everyone's in awe. And I'm like, what are we looking at? It looks like the sun. Yeah. But once you put the glasses on, that was game changer.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Okay. So I did also say sarcastically on social media, well, I guess I missed it. I'll see another one in like another 100 years. But I'm to understand the next one is what? 2045.
And yeah, that 20 years away.
And that one's going to be going directly across Central Florida. So.
Oh, awesome. Very cool. So we get the direct hit for it.
A little nerd news there as we get ready for the All Access.
Yes, so you're never going to believe who two of Chris Stapleton's biggest musical influences are. They are not in country. I was really surprised by this. That in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
We'll hear from Chris Stapleton and who his two biggest influences were growing up. But first, Colt Ford, he's been in country music for many, many years, known for co-writing with Brantley Gilbert, one of Jason Aldean's biggest hits, I'd say, ever, Dirt Road Anthem. He's incredibly talented. And I'm so sad to share that he suffered a heart attack after a show in Arizona on Thursday night. He's in ICU. His team did share that his condition is steadily improving in a positive direction. And I saw that Brantley Gilbert, obviously very good friends with him. They're both from Athens, Georgia. And Brantley said that he called to check in on him, got some good news, which is great to hear. So happy that he's doing well and just, you know, obviously navigating through all of this.
Go ahead.
I just think the toughest thing with this is someone that's having that. He's a bigger guy, right?
He's been a bigger guy. He's always been, yeah.
His entire life. But you then, at that point, don't, unless you're the doctor, family members, friends, everything else, don't be like, hey, I hope you take your life seriously now. It's like, don't kick a guy while he's down, right? But we all do hope that. And we hope that this doesn't happen again. They're eye-opening experiences, and a lot of people have to change their diet. They get to a certain age, and that's what they have to do.
Well, and God can use a story like that to sharpen everybody else up in the business. Like, hey, listen, watch yourself and take care of yourself. Like, all this is good. All the glitz, glam, and fame, it's all good until you're no longer able to perform. So take care of you first.
Well, and just so young, 54 years old, and we're sending all of our love and prayers to Colt and his family during this time. Great guy.
Great guy.
One of our favorites. We love Colt Ford. And March Madness has officially come to an end. If you watched the game last night, congratulations to the UConn Huskies winning the NCAA men's championship, beating Purdue 60-75. I stayed up way too late last night watching this game. There was a lot on the line. My dad ended up winning his bracket, so
that's right.
He was very, very excited last night, and I really thought like it was going to be a really close game up till the very end, but that second half, I will say UConn dominated.
How about this? If you are a Stetson Hatter, aren't you excited that the team you lost to won it all, right? Didn't they lose?
Are you?
Wouldn't you rather be there?
No. I mean, I would hate to lose to the loser, right.
Yeah, you lost to the team that beat
won.
Everybody else. That's it. No one actually beat UConn. That is a good thing.
Yeah,
they were just the first team that got beat. That's it.
Well, congratulations to the UConn Huskies. I know they've been celebrating all night and well-deserved.
And now, because of the money that Chloe's dad won, Chloe's set for life.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Y'all, he did not win that much. Let's not get excited
Wedding
about
paid
it.
Paid for via cash.
I'm going to text him for us, Obi. Get a little cut.
And then lastly, Chris Stapleton has so many musical influences in his life, but two of them are actually Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, and he said he grew up listening to them, and they were just a huge influence early on.
It was so real that it translated even to some kid in Eastern Kentucky who had no notion of the things that he was talking about. And it was dangerous, too, and real and dangerous are very appealing to 15, 16-year-old kids.
You know, what I find refreshing about this story is that there you have Chris Stapleton, one of the biggest names in country music. I mean, that dude cannot go to an award show and not take home a piece of hardware every single time, right? He wins all the time.
Always.
And Chris is talking about his own influences being outside of country. I think a lot of us have those type of influences. I mean, I was influenced by Goo Goo Dolls, the Huey Lewis in the News,
absolutely.
Michael Jackson, Lil Wayne. I mean, you name it. We all have like this eclectic taste. And
right.
So I love that.
I would take all the money that Chloe's dad just gambled and won to pay Chris Stapleton to cover NWA on his next album.
Oh, wow. That money would definitely not cover anything close to what that would cost.
Can you imagine Dr. Dre hears this and he's like, hey, Chris, let's work together, man.
Oh, that is so funny. And really cool for Chris this past year, if you watch Monday Night Football, he did the anthem for that and Snoop Dogg was featured in it with him. So really full circle that they got to work together.
I'm ready for this.
You can see all these stories up online at K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 Minute. If you are ready to play, sign up right now on the K923 app. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock next.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K923.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Nick?
Good morning.
Nikolai.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. There we go. All right. So you know how this works. First of all, Nick, you are a great father. You have how many kids? Is it two, three?
Three
yeah, kids. Three. Beautiful wife. We want to thank Nick for signing up to play the $1,000 minute. But now all those niceties, we have to push them to the side as it's time to make you a champion.
We can still be nice, Obi. You said we got to push the niceties
to the
side.
Oh, my God, Chloe, I'm trying to make it a game, a thrilling game.
Since we've been doing this for a while, Nick, when you've been playing along, what is the best score you've ever got?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven out of ten. Okay.
Okay.
7 out of 10.
Okay.
Well, all right, Nick. All right. Well, you're familiar with the game, so I got 10 trivia questions here, 60 seconds on the clock. Nick, you could say pass if you want to. Come back to a question so you don't take too much time up, and we'll come to it at the end, okay?
Perfect.
And right. This... What is the sound of your money.
That's $1,000.
It is. I've got the timer ready. You guys ready?
All right. Here we go, Obi.
Ready.
With the first question, Nick, which fast food restaurant is known for its Big Macs?
McDonald's.
This artist took home 3 awards at the CMT on Sunday night.
Pass.
What are the 5 senses?
Taste, smell, hear. Taste, smell, see. Pass. Oh.
What is the square root of 25?
125.
What type of alcohol is traditionally used in a margarita?
Tequila.
In what year did World War II end?
1918.
UGA is located in what state?
Georgia.
Name one of the Jonas Brothers.
Nick.
Which Disney princess wears a yellow dress?
Pass.
This jazz singer sings What a Wonderful World.
That's your time. That's your time.
Let's go through it. So you didn't get through 10 questions. You got 2 wrong and passed on a couple. Let's start at the top. What artist took home 3 awards at CMTs as Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll.
The
I
senses.
Knew it too.
Oh. You got 3 out of 5 and then you passed. So it's sight, hear, taste, smell, touch. All right. Yeah. Square root of 25. You said 125? That might be like, I don't know. That's multiplication. That's too high. So 5. We're looking for 5. 5 times 5 is 25. 1918, you thought the World War II ended. It was 1945. And that last question that you passed on was Belle. She wears a yellow dress.
Wow.
Well,
okay,
Nick, you know what? Here's the good thing is that I was playing along with you. The 5 senses, I was like, oh, easy. And then I was like, sight, sound,
right.
Taste.
When you're under pressure, it makes it harder.
I said, penny, nickel, dime.
Wrong sense.
Oh, my God.
Nick, you have an extraordinary family. That's why we would love to send you guys to Country Thunder.
Yeah. You got a pair of 3-day passes.
Right. Take it.
Yeah, congratulations. And Nick, we definitely got to get you on this again.
Will do. I love y'all, man. Appreciate it.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Layla, you're hitting the panic button, and you said it was because of your husband, but what is it? Marital issues?
No, not like that. So he's been dieting lately, taking Ozempic and trying to get healthier and stuff.
Okay.
And he looks great, like perfect, just like how he is right now.
How much has he lost?
Oh, like at least 100 pounds.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
God bless him. Good for him.
Yeah. I love it. He looks great. He's happy, but he's still planning to lose like another 50 or 60 pounds. And I'm trying to like explain to him, he doesn't need to do that. Like he's great, like how he is now. He doesn't need to turn into like a walking skeleton.
Wow, I can hear the emotion in your voice too. It is interesting now that there are certain methods that let people drop weight fast. Mm. And if you're not ready for it and you see that person like 2 months later, 3 months later, you're like, whoa.
Layla, what are the doctors saying? Are the doctors saying he's good now?
Yeah, like he's in the clear, great test, lab results, all the things, but he just wants to lose more.
For what though? Is there a certain part?
Probably a personal goal.
Right, in his body that he wants to lose that weight, or
look like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I mean, it's just his personal goal kind of thing.
Wow.
But I feel like even once he gets there, he's going to want to keep going or something like
that. And you've reminded him that you love him like the way he is.
Oh, yeah. He's perfect.
All right, Layla. Aww. I don't know if there's a sensitive way of saying this. I'm just going to say it. Have you been dieting as well during this time?
No, I haven't been.
You haven't been.
Oh, well.
I don't know. What do I say here? Like, if you look at each other now, do you look like people that are equally as fit?
That's going to make a difference, though, Slater?
I don't
know.
Well,
yeah, because if he's dropping weight, then it would make her a little jealous. And she
possibly,
would be,
right?
Right, possibly.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of look similar now. He's always been a bit more heavy set.
Oh, okay.
Like, I eat healthy as is, but...
You know, dropping that kind of weight can give you such confidence, but if you go too far, then everyone will notice it. So, sure. So why don't we try to get you some phone calls here with maybe somebody who's gone through this, okay?
Okay.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Georgie, you just heard our girl going through that scenario with her husband on the drugs, making him drop a lot of weight. What do you think?
I mean, that's a complicated issue. If this guy has already dropped 100 pounds and feels they need to lose more, something's going on there. I mean, that's
wow.
a lifetime issue. And
hey, Georgie, I'm not
I
mean
don't
to
think
cut you off.
Back at that quickly.
Just give us 2 minutes here and we'll get back to you, okay? Because we want to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
K92.3.
Join the conversation
with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
All right, so we've been talking to Georgie. Georgie, you heard the story about Layla. You had something interesting to say about her husband. Dropped a lot of weight because of the weight loss drugs. She wants him to stop before he turns into a skeleton.
Look, I'm someone who is 6'3", right? I was 330 pounds for a long time. Wow. I got down to 260. And
wow. Good for you.
I know what, let me thank you, but it was a sloppy 330, you know, despite being kind of born big. And I know what it feels like to carry that much less weight from a physical standpoint. Forget about vanity. You know, the asthma lessened. It was easier to get up in the morning. It was
wow.
easier to sleep at night. I mean, if this guy feels he needs to lose more than the 100 he has on and the doctors aren't asking him to stop, you got to respect that.
So she should just deal with whatever weight he wants to get down to.
No, I mean, they're married. They've pledged themselves to each other, right? If you want to, like, really get into it. It's definitely something that affects the two of them, but it sounds more to me like this is revolving around looks than it has to do with all of the impact it has medically and psychologically. I think at the end of the day, he's got to do what he's got to do. You know, his body, his choice. This is his adventure to take.
Yeah, wow. So she just got to be quiet.
Yeah.
Sounds like George.
Just be along for
the
ride.
But who knows how much more weight he'll want to lose after that.
Yeah, just more considerate and more open to his needs.
I love it.
We appreciate it, Georgie.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Jordan Davis on K92.3. It is Obi, Chloe, Slater. This is the station that's going to be blessing you with those tickets to see Chris Jansen at SeaWorld. SeaWorld, hallelujah, man. I love me some SeaWorld over
there.
Yeah,
they got so many foods.
The roller coasters, the turkey leg as soon as you come into the park. Just a lot of things that we like. So that's coming up at 9 o'clock. Now, we're trying to help a wife here. Husband has been on some of those new drugs, has dropped 100 pounds. But he thinks that he has to go further, and she's afraid that he's going to look like a skeleton.
Well, and she's very, very proud of him, but she's to the point where she's starting to almost not recognize him, and she doesn't want him to continue to lose this weight.
Have you two been on any of those diets that you dropped a lot of weight?
I have not.
You ever do any?
I mean, I actually, I got into like MMA training for a little bit, and that's what took me from probably like 170 down to 140, and I never turned back. So, okay. So I was very happy
Still,
for that.
As far as a percentage of your body weight, like that's... It's 30 pounds, but that's like a massive amount of your body weight.
Yeah, I'm only 5'5". Yeah, I mean, that was a whole tummy.
So was that your goal at that point, and then you stopped because you reached your MMA, I guess, fighting weight?
A certain look, yes.
Right.
I went for a certain look, and I reached that, and then now it's just all like, how can I say goodbye to certain foods that I really, really like to maintain that look?
Yeah, all my life, I've probably gained and lost, and I know it's not good, and it wasn't my intention, gained and lost like 50 pounds consistently at least 5 or 6 times in my life.
Wow.
Where it's like... I just don't pay attention. I don't pay attention to what I'm putting in my body. Sometimes, and when you become a dad or a mom, sometimes you just grab whatever you can grab and you keep going.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, like, that's what I did. So I can relate to a lot of this. And when I lost all that weight, people in here in my life, Obi, I know Chloe, were like, hey, you're looking really thin. Why don't you eat a cheeseburger? And you think that that's like a compliment and everything else. But to that person, it's like, man, can I never look good? Can I never actually look the way that I want to?
Wow.
So I'm sure her husband is feeling this, not telling her these things, and still wants to keep losing weight until he reaches the goal in his head, and he might never.
DJ, Titusville in the line. All right, what's your advice to our girl?
So I'm a heavier set guy myself, and I've been on a weight loss journey for quite a while. I've gone up, gone down. My wife is the same way. She's on a weight loss journey. I think she should support her husband as long as it's healthy weight loss.
Okay. Well, and then at what point, though, do you see your partner and you're like, now you're dwindling down to something that I didn't even marry you at this size?
Well, that's just it. In life and marriage, you get comfortable, you gain weight, you lose weight. But if he's doing it for health reasons, like he wants to be around a long time, feel better about himself,
right,
then his wife should support it.
But I do think that it makes the other partner be like, okay, well, maybe I need to be doing something with myself.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned the whole, it could possibly potentially have some jealousy issues attached to it. And they're not necessarily feeling jealous that the husband's losing weight. She might have a fear that maybe her husband's not going to look at her the same and he's going to want to find a replacement. But
wow, yeah.
She's supportive in her husband losing the weight because it's not easy, and it doesn't get any easier when you get older.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, dude, appreciate you chiming in this morning.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Have a great day.
Out of Ormond Beach, Diane, thank you for joining us. All right, you have some advice?
I do, because my husband did the same exact thing.
Oh, wow. So wait a minute. So he dropped a lot of weight?
Good for him.
He went from about almost 300 pounds down to about 197 right now. He still thinks he's fat.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I would assume that that's something hard to shake. You may have been able to shake the weight, but to shake the mentality. And how are you as far as being a supportive wife?
I'm supportive to one degree, because one of his biggest missions was to lose the weight because of diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And since he's lost the weight, he is no longer on medication. So that's the biggest
bonus.
That's
wonderful.
I mean, yes. But the problem is, you know, he still has all this excess skin that's hanging under the arms and on the belly. And he still thinks he needs to lose another 30, 40 pounds. But I can feel every bone, you know, in the shoulders.
So
and
what words can you give our wife that is going through this and trying to convince her husband that he's great right now and to stop?
I tried doing that too, and unfortunately you can't. What I did is I snuck a phone call to his primary care doctor, and I told his doctor about this and that, how he's lost all his muscle mass and everything else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the doctor, you know, the office actually called him and told him that he was late for an appointment. You know, so he
no
had
way.
To make an appointment. So yeah. So I mean, so, all I did was I continue to be supportive and tell him how much he's, you know, he looks great and everything.
And just call she should call the doctor and actually have the doctor
be the one to deliver
the
news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because sometimes you need to hear from somebody else.
Well, appreciate you so much. You call up anytime with all that wisdom you have.
Thank you.
Well, you guys have a fantastic day.
Yeah, same to you.
Oh,
man. Love our listeners. All that advice coming in. Yeah, I can imagine somebody, especially on Ozempic or some of these medications where just, you know, something that you've worked so hard for a long time, these medications make it happen really quick.
Yeah, and a lie like that, I think that's good. It could save a life, right? Lying and saying, hey, doctor, you need to do this.
Absolutely.
And putting in that secret call could actually
because
be the difference.
Because it's not a lie. It's coming from a place of love.
Yeah.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Talking to Donna over in Longwood. And Donna, you guys said you went out to a restaurant. What was that dinner like?
You know, it was absolutely amazing.
Okay. The food, the conversation?
Everything. Like what? Every amazing. I mean, we had great food, but we talked like we had known each other forever.
Oh, that's the best feeling in the world, yeah. Right? When you sit down and you just feel that comfortable with someone.
Yes. I mean, we could talk about anything. We talked literally until the waiter asked us to leave. They told us we had been there so long, they had shut down. We looked up and realized
it's time to go.
People left in the restaurant. Like, oh, wow, we're oblivious.
Yeah, even the cooking staff are looking at you like, good. Oh, yeah.
I'm ready to go home.
Like, what are these people doing? Can they not see what's going on around them? No.
So, Donna, is Matthew, you seem like a super extrovert, which I fully appreciate. I think all of us do, right?
Absolutely.
Big bubbly. Is Matthew the same way?
He seemed like he was. We got along the whole time. Everything flowed. I feel like if there's someone who's not as extroverted, we wouldn't have sat there until someone had to remind us we were the only ones there.
Yeah, that's true.
Life is strange, and I hear people on the radio, and sometimes they're surprised at something silly. So I figured, why not?
Well, he hasn't responded at all. No text, no nothing.
Nothing. I haven't heard a word.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you giving us Matthew's number. We're going to try to give him a call next.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello. This is Matthew. How can I help you?
Yes. Is this Matthew?
It is.
Hey, Matthew. My name's Obi. And that's Chloe.
Good morning.
That's Slater.
It is me.
You've got the whole morning show from K92.3. It's one of the popular...
No. I'm okay. I don't want to do any like giveaways or anything like that.
No, Matthew. No. Matthew, if it's okay, you went out on a date with a girl named Donna.
I don't want to talk about that right now. I'm sorry about that.
But the name Donna, does that name ring a bell? You went out on a date with a girl named Donna?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so Donna called us. She'd love to go on another date with you, and we have a $75 gift card to give you. It'll be a second date.
Yeah, no, I'm not really interested.
Was there something that happened? Obviously, you're trying to get us off the phone. You're a little hesitant about everything. How about this? Anything that we can go back and tell her? We can let her down easy for you.
Yeah, because clearly she's not your person, right? Like, we always try to find what could have gone wrong. And she thought it went great right to the point you guys got kicked out because you were having too much fun.
I won't lie. I think that a lot of time flew by because we were just having really good conversation.
Okay.
But kind of midway through, she kind of mentioned something that I wasn't cool with. So, I don't think that we would be able to work out.
So wait a minute. What's not going to make you guys work out? Is it her looks?
No. She kind of midway through the conversation, she mentioned that she goes online and she kind of shows her feet to be paid.
Oh, like feet pictures.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird to me. So I just don't want to deal with that. It's kind of like prostitution to me.
Yeah, I mean, people have been asking for Chloe's feet for years.
And I don't give it to them.
No, we send
absolutely
our feet, actually.
Not.
Obi and I.
It is true. I don't ever get
replies. Do you
replies.
Remember that? Oh, my.
I don't ever get replies.
I even put nail polish on twice.
So hold on. I just want to make sure that we're clear. So it's just photos.
As far as the conversation, yeah, it was just photos. But, I mean, that's just weird to me. Like, who does that?
Okay.
I mean, Donna, if that's how she needs to make a living.
Yeah, but, I mean, I get it. So what, you just think that morally it's interesting, right? Because there are people buying these pictures and doing Lord knows what.
Well, I don't really want to think about what
people are
doing
with these
photos.
I'm sure they're just putting them on their fridge.
Yeah, right.
That's a good photo.
Okay, well, so then why don't we do this? Matthew... If you could stay on the line just a little longer, Donna has been listening this entire time, and we've got her on the line right now. And so now all of us can talk. Donna, you didn't tell us anything about that.
Oh, well, honestly, I didn't really think that mattered. This
does matter a lot. And what are we doing right now? Like, why are we doing this on the radio?
I'm really confused. Like, men don't even know what I look like from the ankle up.
Yeah, but it's just everything. You are showing your feet. You're getting paid for that. You're having people call me on the radio to like talk about this. Everything is about like your ego and like everything is just about your feet and it's like prostitution. It's just weird to me and I don't want to have to deal with that.
Wait, Donna, ego. Really quick, is this something temporary that you're going to be doing or is this something that you see, I don't know, yourself doing in the future? Is it just to make a few bucks?
I have a great job, but honestly, I get an extra $1,000 a week.
A week?
Yes.
Chloe, you got to do it.
No, I'm not doing it.
I just did that math. Oh, if you divide that by three, Obi and I are going to be able to make so much money.
Thanks. Who said I'm splitting the money with you?
I mean,
two?
That is a lot of money. And so what, Matthew? I mean, we just can't come to grips. I mean, how about this? Say yes to a second date, and then you guys can talk further from there.
No, because money isn't everything.
Wow.
And I'm okay with that.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Tickets to see that dude right there coming up at 12. Here it's Obi, Chloe, Slater, K-82-3, where we just had a second date update, and I think it's interesting that Donna sells pictures of, what'd she say, her feet, right?
Her feet, yeah.
Well, that got us in here talking about, is there any body part? Because people are making, people are making money. Right? So whether it's your really sexy hands, maybe it's your whole body, maybe it's like Donna there with her feet. And it's not just from OnlyFans, as Slater had to remind us, that people are reaching out through all different types of platforms.
They do. We've talked about it before, Chloe. How many messages would you guess
all
that
the time.
You've got? All
it
the time.
It happens all the time. I at least get two DMs a week from some sort of gentleman, either an older gentleman, a guy that's my age, asking if I want to be his sugar mom, whatever, sugar daddy.
I don't know how this all works.
Right? Sugar daddy, feet pics, all of it. It doesn't even need to be on OnlyFans. It happens on my social media on the regular.
It
makes you feel bad they're not asking for your hands or like other pictures,
I mean,
your ears.
My answer, I don't care what it is, what body part is. I don't care if you see my face or if they're asking for a picture of my toenail. It's a no. Like, it's a no for me all around. But I do know people that are on OnlyFans, and I understand how you can get into it and not want to get out of it because you can make a lot of money very quickly.
So let's go to what Chloe just said about you can make a lot of money very quickly. Donna, on that second date update, she said an extra $1,000 a week just off of feet pics.
That's a lot. That's more than a lot of people actually make.
I mean, that's a lot of money, man.
Tons.
That makes me want to do my nails. Ain't nobody going to pay for my pics, though.
But then, I guess, really quickly, I'm just taking the side of, okay, so you do OnlyFans. Hey, and each their own. I'm not judging you if you are. Like, I get it. But at the end of it, I mean, age, right? You're going to eventually... I don't want to say age out of it, but you can only post those bikini photos and whatever for so long. What do you do? What do you do after you're done? You hope you invest your money, right?
Let me tell you, they got lotions to put on feet where I could show you an 80-year-old foot that looks like 25, Chloe. You'd be like, there's no wrinkles on there, and you're all good.
Would you be on OnlyFans?
For like feet stuff or like elbow stuff or anything else?
Elbow.
I was thinking for years to do... a OnlyFans that is just dad jokes and just this is a dad joke. So if you got something, you got a career or you got something coming up, blah, 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 and you need some sort of an icebreaker or a joke, that I would come up with it. You just asked me, you sent me the premise I haven't been able to take it to the next level. Because I know eventually they'll ask for Chloe's feet. Somebody will find and then I'll feel bad.
Just to be clear, like, you know, sites like OnlyFans, it's not just the naughty stuff. You know, there's other things that you can do on OnlyFans and make some money.
You're right.
We specifically, though, I do want to get into, Chloe, is there any body part that's okay?
No, nothing. Okay, I can't imagine what that person is doing with the photo.
I don't like the idea.
And that to me is like, nope.
No, you can imagine. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Something you can't.
I don't care if you just have photo of my feet. It's what are you doing with them? What are you at home doing
I'm
with
sure
them
they
in the shadows?
Them, they send it to a place, they make a Christmas tree ornament, and they have a Christmas tree. And it's just full of the feet.
Full of feet. Oh, my God.
Full of feeties. Do you guys remember when I had one gentleman in my DMs asking for feet pics, and you sent him pictures both of
your feet? Yeah, we sent him our feet.
We did. He has not come back.
I know.
He has not been back.
That's where you women have an incredible advantage. All right, so coming up next, there's something that Slater wanted to talk about where you said inflation, but it's the way that you said it, why there's inflation and why you're worried about it, that I was like, are we really talking about this?
Yeah, so if you're trying to get more money from your boss, trying to prove that actually the prices are out of control, I found out something that is 400, it has gone up 400%. 400 times wow. What it should actually be, and we're talking about it next.
I love those clever lyrics. It is Obi, Chloe, Slater. This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Okay, so we're going to have a discussion here about inflation. Slater, you brought up something this morning that Chloe and I were dying over because, I haven't had to think about this in a long time, but I'll let you take over.
Ferret inflation is a problem in America.
I'm sorry, I know you are so serious about this.
You should see his face.
I can't. like it's an inflation. Epidemic.
It has to be stopped, and it can only stop with you. Okay, I'm talking to anybody that owns a pet store. I went, okay, we were trying to get, for Becky's mom, she already has a ferret. She grew up with ferrets, everything else. She's got one ferret. We got to get a ferret friend. We went to the pet store.
And companion.
I called around to 6-7 different pet stores. Guess how much a ferret costs? Just try to think what a ferret would cost.
I said this out loud. I said, a ferret should cost you $100. That's the last time I remember, like, Petland and sure. PetSmart, one of these places having a ferret.
$150.
$150, okay. Yeah, maybe back in 1996. $400 for a ferret. This is the going rate.
$400?
I know gas prices, right? Grocery store prices, we complain about that. Also, us not making enough money at work. Yeah. $400 for a ferret. Ferrets live maybe, what, 7 years, if you're lucky? Something like that, 10?
I don't really know much about ferrets because okay, so here's what I do know is that as kids, we always wanted one. And then, of course, all you have to do is ask another ferret owner and they shoot it down real quick. They're like, well, you got to make sure you bathe them every day. And then you got to change that bedding. And then you always have to keep an eye on them because they're sneaky little creatures.
They could
end up in your washer vents.
Sure. But why 400? That means it went up, right? 400%. It has increased. 4 times the amount that it was just a couple years ago.
Maybe they've discovered that the meat is tasty and now...
Oh my, OB.
I don't think... I mean, now I'm thinking of...
Hey, in some country, they are grilling those things, okay?
Don't they have a specific smell to them? And I remember in middle school, we had a pet ferret in our science class, and it smelled.
It's like called urine.
It had a specific odor to it. I remember it.
Well, you got to wash your ferret, okay? If I know anything, I know you got to wash your ferret at least once a day to keep it.
Once a day?
Check this out, okay? So what you're saying is if ferrets smell, that's even more why they should be cheaper than $400. That maybe even $150, some would say, might be too much. But $400 for a ferret just blows my mind.
Okay, so there must be something with, its coloration. If it's like, see, I'm even trying to make excuses. Like with a dog, if it's AKC purebred,
sure.
Then sure, you're gonna pay a higher price. If it's a dog that comes in the color blue, you're gonna pay a higher price.
Maybe sure. They're having shortages right now for ferrets.
Let me tell you right now, that's a possibility. That is definitely a possibility. But I Googled and why ferrets are so much money. And if you're an electrician, you'll understand this. There are ferrets that they use to run wires through houses. So they train. They apparently ferrets can learn how to do this. So cables through roofs and to run through, you just give it to the ferret.
I would have to see it.
Takes it in their mouth and it runs through.
Never heard of this.
I do not believe you.
People are using ferrets instead of apprentices. So pretty soon,
you see how big his eyes are.
Your master electricians out there are going to be replaced, not by robots, but ferrets.
No,
ferrets are going to do it, and that's why $400. That's what I was told.
May I interest you? And a $45 guinea pig.
Oh, I like that.
There you go, bro.
Ferret
festival.
And a guinea pig.
There you go.
You can do that,
it's gonna
right?
get stuck. Also, I'm to understand they lose motivation real quick. A guinea pig is just like, I mean, they got pig in the name. You can't expect very much.
It is so true. Oh, my Lord. All right. If you can help Slater out here, please, especially if you're a ferret breeder. We would love one of your ferrets on clearance. Maybe it's one that fell and hit its head or something.
I wanted to at least be able to move around. It doesn't have to run wires through the entire house, but maybe just like a couple rooms. Okay, because I'm going to train this thing.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.